Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Seth Hockman.
I remember when I was first starting out with my own business. I'd worked previously as a tutor and helped to test prep things such as SAT, ACT, and FSA exam, the Florida assessment exams that all high schoolers and middle schoolers have to take. So I started my own business, and I happened to know a college advisor who was a friend of mine, and he wanted to make our businesses larger, really grow them by promoting them at some local schools. So we had an opportunity where each of us could have a kind of group course. He would help with the students with applying to college, work on their essays, defining what kind of school they want to go to. In my case, I was going to help them with preparing for the SAT and ACT. Now, the problem was that I had a week to do so. I had to come up with the entire curriculum. I had to come up with a speech because in order to have this course, I had to sell the course. I had to present in front of parents, not knowing really any of them, and I had to basically sell myself. I was hoping in order to have the course that I would have enough students, that this thing would come to fruition. So needless to say, there was a lot of trepidation, a lot of fear that this may not come together, and a lot of sleepless nights. I kept on working on it, and I just kept on hoping and praying that it would come together because it was kind of a make-or-break moment for me. If this didn't happen, it could have derailed my plans for having my own business, or might have meant I might have to work for somebody else for a very long period of time. And it wasn't until the next day that I got some shut-eye. It was an interesting week. So the day before I had to give the speech, I had finally finished my material. It all came together, and I could safely and wholeheartedly say that my material, my course was ready, and I knew in my heart of hearts that I wasn't promising anything that I couldn't deliver. So we went that night and we presented. This was at Olympic Heights High School, Boca Raton, and it was a huge form of juniors, seniors, along with their parents. At first, my friend Scott, the college advisor, he presented, told people about what he did, and then it was my turn. And one of the things that I thought would be good to do was to have some of my former students who would be there. And these are students of mine who excelled, and they had to score at least 200 points or greater in order to be there and receive a trophy from me. So that was kind of how I started out. I gave awards to four different students, some juniors, some seniors. And I had them come up one by one, give some words of advice, and give a heartfelt, basically, moment to the students who are out in the audience, fellow juniors and seniors, about what to do, what to expect from my course, and how to excel. So I had them come up one by one, and it was really an emotional experience. It was a tearjerker as they came up and they all thank me for the work, devotion I put in when, of course, it's a group effort, but it felt so great and enriching to hear them thank me for my efforts for helping them get to where they needed to be. And then I also had the parents, this was unplanned, the parents also, for nearly all the students, gave a testimonial about how their own son and daughter improved, how they felt that basically, I'd helped to turn around where they were at and help them get into college. So I was kind of pre-sold before I even got on the stage and got my chance to really talk about myself and what I was doing. And kids were up there who had won awards, and they were so grateful, so happy, because for many of them, they hadn't been recognized for anything else in their lives. Some of them weren't star athletes, or they weren't actors, band members. So to get specially recognized for academic achievement was a real milestone for them. So by the end of that night, we had actually more people than I anticipated because I was only supposed to work one room of 8 students. We ended up having 17 students sign up. So it was really great. And then I had the problem logistics of trying to work out how many courses and how to work in all the additional students.
Seth Hockman with a story about starting his own business.
Michael, why do I love this story so much? This is a story about the power of...
Stories?
Storytelling, absolutely.
I didn't hear him giving any stories.
People were giving testimonials. He had them get up. What's a testimonial? Testimonial is, well, I met Mr. Hockman when I couldn't spell my own name, and after 3 weeks, he turned me around to be a Rhodes Scholar. That's an obviously 3-second story, but that's what a testimonial is. A testimonial is a personal experience story. So what Seth did is he had them sell him. He mentions twice selling himself. He had them sell him through story. That's the only thing that comes close to that is selling yourself through a story. He didn't need to. Before he even got up there, he had the parents and the kids do it for him.
I was kind of nervous for Seth because he realized that he was going to have to sell himself in order to make this business successful, but in the end, he didn't have to do that at all.
It's funny how we all have to promote ourselves. It used to be you had a business, you hired a publicist, or you had a skill or whatever, you hired somebody to do this. Now you're expected to do social media. You're expected to do your own speaking. I'm not saying people never used to do this. I'm now saying we always are selling.
There are professional people who do social media.
Of course, and there are professional publicists as well. But people more and more are expected to know how to do this ourselves. In fact, you put out a book and they'll ask you, how are you going to promote this book? I get this all the time on proposal applications. What are you going to do to promote this book? Well, that wasn't the way it used to be. It used to be Jacqueline Suzanne or Charles Dickens. I don't think those two have ever been in the same sentence. They were promoted by a professional who did this work. So Seth is a professional, but he's a different kind of a professional. He's a professional tutor, a professional coach. And his instincts that storytelling is the best form of selling were just brilliant. And I don't even think he knew. He certainly wasn't expecting 17 new students. I don't even think he knew what a brilliant idea it was. Yes, it's a story about opportunity. It's a story, as he said, the teacher learns. You know, he learned himself how to sell himself best. But for me, you know, they say you got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. For me, this is a story about the rhetorical power, the persuasive power of storytelling.
When the kids got up there to give testimonial, I get the feeling that Seth himself was surprised.
About the depth of emotion. There are many things that make a story, cause and effect, sequential events, etc. But if you don't have some emotion, some surprise, something to care about, it doesn't mean it has to bring you to tears, but there's got to be something there that makes you smile, that makes you laugh, that makes you feel. And in this story, there really is.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. Is there a South Florida storytelling event going on?
There are 2 next week, and one of them is on Saturday the 13th. Professional storyteller Pat Neese is coming from the west coast of Florida. She is a riot, and she's doing a program of her hilarious stories at the Boca Raton Public Library. That's 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue in Boca. And then the following day is our storytelling slam at the Robot Brewing Company, 2621 Northeast Federal Highway, also in Boca Raton. That is 5 to 7 p.m., no cover. Anybody can tell a personal story, just like the story we do on the Public Storyteller.
If our listeners would like to tell a story for the Public Storyteller or find out more information about storytelling events, how can they get in touch with you?
Please send me an email. I'm lonely. C-N-E-I-L-E, C N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E at FAU.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at WLRN.org. Click on radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.